Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
In her weekly political column now, Olivia Leary says that place matters.
One of the most memorable meals I ever had was outside in the Piazza Navona in Rome. It was raining, but we didn't mind, and the Italians, with that brief shrug of the shoulders which showed they thought we were bonkers, went along with it. They served the meal with great aplomb, and they even sent out the guitarist, shielded by an umbrella, to sing us sentimental songs. And we sat opposite the fountain which represents the world's four great rivers, and we were happy because we were young and we were in the Piazza Navona. Where you eat can be as important as what you eat. I can remember dinner in the wonderful vaulted length of the Sacra Infirmeria, the old hospital of the Knights of Malta in Valletta. I can remember dinner under the domed roof in the Covent Garden Opera House in London. I can remember lunch under the stunning painted ceilings of St. Patrick's Hall in Dublin Castle, and I was so busy looking around me, I can't remember what we ate. Venues are important, and that's a problem we're having right now with getting big conferences to come here. Business tourists spend much more than your normal tourist. We have a state-of-the-art convention centre on which we have €715 million to pay off over 25 years. We need to make the most of it. Those big conferences like to have a prestigious venue for their president's gala dinner, places with the wow factor. When they don't find them in Dublin, they go elsewhere. In London, there are endless imperial buildings to choose from. In Venice, they can have one palace after another. But here we can offer fewer choices, and even those we have, we're not so keen to rent out. Yes, there's Dublin Castle, there's the Royal Hospital Kilmainham, but they're often booked up with state events, and Farmley seems to be state only. What, for instance, about the lovely ballroom in Ivy House? Why isn't it possible more often to use the Shaw Gallery and the National Gallery? Why, as one architect friend said to me, isn't it possible to use Leinster House itself in the evenings? You could, he said, have people come in through the front entrance into the magnificent hall for drinks, and then out through the lovely stuccoed garden room and out into a massive marquee set up over Leinster Lawn. And don't hold your hands up in horror, parts of Westminster are rented out for events. What about the Museum of National History, which has a stunning two-storey high exhibition hall? OK, you'd have to clear out the glassed cases, but it could make a banqueting hall. What about the Customs House? Designed by Gandon, it's probably our most impressive city centre building on the banks of the Liffey. The interior was badly damaged by fire, but I believe there's a suite of rooms on the first floor overlooking the river which could be used. The Royal College of Physicians, Blackhall Place and the Royal Irish Academy let out their lovely rooms, but there are few enough places big enough for a banquet of 400 to 600 people, which many of these conferences require. Have we explored upstairs in the National Concert Hall, those long, seldom used interconnecting rooms that used to house the massive numbers of us who went to French and English lectures there? The CHQ building beside the Financial Services Centre is soon to host for the charity Bernardo's a recreation of the great Crimean banquet it held for about 5,000 people celebrating the end of the Crimean War in 1856. It's a wonderful venue. And what about the cutstone broadstone bus depot near Bolton Street, which is in Greek Revival style? It has a two-storey atrium space. Could this be made use of? There are other things that need to be done for business tourism. Conferences attracting 1,000 people don't want to be dividing their delegates among 11 or 12 hotels. Believe it or not, we need more big hotels in the city centre. At the moment, the only hotels which can take 400 people are the Old Jury's and the Old Burlington hotels. But new hotels will take time. We can do something right now about prestigious banquet venues, or we're not going to get as many as we could of those high-spending business tourists. The answer is literally in the state's own hands. Many of those places lie empty most evenings. A little flexibility, a little imagination, and the state could earn more money and create more jobs. Makes sense to me.